Bioparques de Occidente is a tomato sorting and packing company in the municipality of Tolimán in the western state of Jalisco. The management finds workers to get the tomatoes ready for export in nearby rural areas. Regional prosecutor Salvador González says people are lured to the plant by offers of reasonable wages, accommodation, and schools for their children.
They were offered jobs in Ciudad Guzmán, where they were offered 100 pesos per day, schools, accommodation. The offer was attractive, but when they arrived here, they realized it was a different reality. They made them work more than 8 hours and didn't pay them 100 pesos.
Officials say the victims were mainly paid in vouchers redeemable at the company store, where items were sold at inflated prices. The living conditions were crowded and dirty, but the workers were not permitted to leave. Alejandro Acosta says they were treated cruelly.
We are badly treated here. It's not fair. They should pay us what they owe us in any case. Scoldings in the morning when one has a sick baby, they go to your room, kick the door open, and tell you, go to work now. If one does not go to work in the field, you are not given any food, no food. And apart from that, you have to work here, sweep the floor, clean toilets, collect rubbish. It's not fair.
But one man managed to escape and alert authorities in the state capital, Guadalajara. Five foremen were arrested on charges of grave violations and crimes, including the illegal privation of liberty and human trafficking. In 2007, Mauritania became the last country to ban slavery officially, but rights groups say that global slave trade in various forms continues, generating an estimated $32 billion a year. A recent study estimated that 880,000 people are trapped in forced labor in 9 European countries alone. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.